Hello, and thank you for tuning in to 10 Minute Tuesdays. My name is Wendy Douglas, and today is January 5th of 2021. Happy New Year. Again, thank you for tuning in to this product from Carthage News Online and Virtual Carthage, where we do our best to bring you news, events, weather, and sports from Carthage, Missouri in under 10 minutes every Tuesday. We welcome you to send in your pictures and your news ideas to info@carthagenewsonline.com. Our sponsor is Jeff Hodkin from American Family Insurance, and we appreciate all he does to support local news and deliver news to you about the Carthage community. Thanks, Jeff. Also, if you're looking for more information about 10 Minute Tuesdays, you can find us on video from Facebook and on YouTube. Or you can find our podcast at any of these sites, and we specifically appreciate the support from Podbean, where we house our podcast. And looking at our headlines, you can find complete details at carthagenewsonline.com. Our headlines include Jasper County judges that receive recognition, details on the car crash last Thursday that killed a woman from Carthage, a former dentist office manager charged with stealing, and winter tips for garden calendars and care for houseplants. And with more headlines and sports, we have David.
Happy Tuesday. I hope everyone's new year is going well so far. Let's take a look at some news. The Carthage R9 School District is mourning another loss. Kelly Stevens, who was currently employed at Stelly Elementary, passed away December 27th at the age of 59. Kelly was also retired from the Jasper County Sheriff's Department after 22 years of service. That makes three losses recently for the school district. So prayers go out to the entire R9 community as well as the Carthage community on those losses. The Jasper County Health Department announced on their Facebook that they have been experiencing some phone issues lately. Please bear with them as they get this figured out. There is a statewide COVID-19 hotline available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by calling 877-435-8411. Over in sports, Carthage Wrestling went 1-3 last week at home. They defeated Monette, but fell to Hickman, Ray Peck, and Nixa. They have a COC matchup today versus Ozark at home. Both girls and boys basketball teams are in Stratford today. And then the boys travel to Gravette on Thursday, and the girls will play in Joplin. Got to wait a long 2-3 weeks here as they do not have home matchups. The girls will be at home on January 28th and the boys on January 29th. So got to wait a little bit to see them back on the home floor. I can't wait till they get back home and get out and watch those games. Super exciting. Then over on girls swimming, they travel to Ozark this coming weekend. And then the following week will be back home. So good luck to everyone, all the student athletes out there. And we will see you on Friday. Thanks.
Thanks, David. And this week on our Week in Review, we have Casey Ball-Lee from Maple Leaf Music Company. She'll be talking to us more about habits in the new year and especially creating music. So we're excited to hear more about her students and what she has planned in 2021. Also, we talk more about news, weather, and sports, and a little more gossipy and casual on our Friday shows. So tune in. We'll be on the Carthage Press Facebook page at 4:30 on Friday, or you can find us on Virtual Carthage on YouTube. We would also appreciate any kinds of reviews or likes or comments or shares. Those really help us find your neighbors so that we can share more news in Carthage. Thanks so much for tuning in to 10 Minute Tuesdays. We appreciate your time. And with that, I'm going to leave you with a little weather graphic and say goodbye. Thank you so much. And the weather in Carthage today is at its best, sunny and warmer on Tuesday, turning to rain on Wednesday with a chance of snow in the overnight hours leading into Thursday. More rain on Thursday and clearing up to partly cloudy and cooler throughout the weekend.